you know, mark policy and the logo policy is essentially one that, you know, is supposedly working because it seems that sometimes common sense, in as much as we like it, is actually not that well shared among the rest of the world. So, you know, that's how we have to come up with a mark and logo policy. But the fundamental, you know, what you're referring is to essentially apparel, and we have in terms of policy inside the mark policy something that there's a small section called policy for merchandise using TDF marks. You may create and sell merchandise using TDF marks without additional permission, provided that you use only unmodified graphics from the logo page on TDF, blah, 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 blah. Please contact us if you would like to sell any other merchandise containing TDF marks. So essentially, you can, you know, feel, you know, we can certainly bring you an answer if, and, you know, if you want to distribute this thing with a TDF subline, you know, we can bring you an answer. You just have to ask. It's really, actually, it's quite easy. And we know you. I mean, we know there's absolutely no reason to, you know.
Well, I know you guys know me. That's what worries me. I'll talk to Andy about it, and because it's really, I don't know. I hadn't thought about that. I mean, I was interpreting it the way that I read it, and the way that Andy read it was that we really needed to stay away from the Document Foundation mark.
You can ask us. It's true that, you know, the basic rule for everyone, you know, is to basically have, you know, the LibreOffice without the subline, without the PDF itself, et cetera, et cetera. But, I mean, come on, Drew. You've been our man in North America for, you know, since the beginning. I know the beginning is not that far. It's 6 months ago. But, you know, these things matter, and they matter in a good sense. So, you know. You just drop us an email, and we'll be happy to answer you. I don't think there should be any complication.
Okay. Well, my goal is to get the website up this week, so we'll put it up the way we think it should go, and then I'll send the email to the steering committee. You can take a look at it. And if you think we've gone more restrictive than we need it to be, well, we can always make changes.
Okay. Italo, I think the only agenda we had, to come back to the agenda, was the LibreOffice conference. Is that correct?
Yes.
Is that the LibreOffice conference in Paris or the LibreOffice conference in general?
I think it was more or less the LibreOffice conference in Paris, so which is the one that has been planned.
Okay.
But of course, I think that we should also start to think about a kind of not policy, but guidelines for us to be at conferences and so on. Because you know the invitation are starting to come in, and we should find a way of also helping people around the world. To present in a nice way LibreOffice and the Document Foundation, which at the moment is more or less left to each individual capabilities. The presentation that I will be doing in Chicago is very much kind of motivation, because what Drew was saying, it was rather clear to me, and I think that we have to motivate U.S. people to start at least looking into the Document Foundation and understanding a little bit more, because that is the first step. The first step is not to find developers or volunteers, is to find people that is interested in having a look inside what we are doing inside the project, because we are one step behind, I think, from finding developers and finding volunteers, apart from those which have already approached us and are already working a little bit with us because I don't see a lot of traffic in the mailing list, and I think we need to find and motivate more people. So it's basically, I'm not going to explain in details what is LibreOffice, but more what is, I will try to raise curiosity about what we are doing and give a message of openness, because we know we are open, but I don't think that the perception is the same around the world. But I've helped in a random way a few people that have asked me materials, but I think that we have to start thinking about a set of presentation that people can use and slides that people can use and pick and mash up to produce their own presentation using basic stuff that we make available. And so probably we have to coordinate a little bit more. But we are learning. You know, at FOSDEM, I think that was the first time we had a number of presentations, and looking at that, not externally, but trying to look at them more or less from an higher point of view, we still have to put together some messages and be consistent. And this is one of the reasons why I have proposed to have Alpha Day of speaking, let's say, public speaking training at the conference, the day before the conference or during the conference. I don't know. I'm happy to do it 2-3 times. It's not a problem for me. Just to bring up people. And make easier for people to present in public and to talk about the Document Foundation and LibreOffice. We must have many people feeling comfortable about that. And I think that at the moment there are only a few of us which are comfortable about speaking about the foundation and LibreOffice. So this is something that we probably have to start, and I think that we have also to start early about the call for paper, because this is the first, although it's, you know, the story is 10 years old, but this is our first real conference, and I think that call for paper should be more managed than in the past. I've seen speeches at the past conferences, which were, I don't know, I wouldn't have approved them if I was the approver, and I think that we must set better rules for that.
Okay.
And also, I think that we should have an input from the community on a number of tracks, which kind of subjects and so on. Because in the past it was too much centralized, and basically people was forced to do or to propose things inside tracks which were already set. I would, let's say, have a call for tracks before having a call for papers and have suggestions, and I think that a community building track probably makes sense.
Yeah, so first of all, I agree with you on many points, Italo. So I'm not presently, I mean, I could actually work on a call for paper, I could launch it. But so let me just update perhaps the call with what we're having in Paris. Where we are, we basically have our main location ready. And I've started to ping privately potential sponsors. Now, I would say what needs to be done is pretty much all the rest, starting with securing at least some sponsorship funds and finding at least two other venues
for the conference. Let me explain. We have a very nice, and we will be in a very nice conference place called La Cantine. You can go to the website and check them out. It's just go to lacantine.org, lacantine.org. And it's very central in Paris. The only problem, in a sense, is that I think over 120 people, we just cannot enter. It's just too small. There is the notion that we don't really know yet whether we will get attendance in the 300s or the 250 or even the 400s, or whether we'll, because it will be our first conference, we'll have a much lower attendance. But in any case, I need to find at least another venue, at least for 1 or 2 days, to have to host several other tracks. Ideally, it should be not very far from the original location. And I need to find, obviously, the social side of it, which is a track, a venue for, specific events in the evening and, you know, just put more frost and icing on the cake. So after that, I will care specifically about the packaging, the logos, et cetera, et cetera. So that's pretty much where we are.
Yeah. No, I think
I have certain things, but I don't have everything, far from that.
No, I think that we probably can ask people how they would like the conference to be, and maybe give end of April as a deadline for sending in suggestions, and then we can start with a call for paper and all the rest.
Right. I would like that idea, actually. And we can do that we can do that by blog or by discussing
exactly.
About this on the mailing list.
Exactly. And ask people what they would like to have discussed at the conference and what kind of presentation they would like to get, hands-on or different one. You know, there is quite an open... a large area for contribution in this sense, because in the past conferences were in a sense pre-built even before they started to be planned. The
right.
Format was that and there was no way to discuss the format.
Yes, I agree with you.
And on top of that, the conference, I don't think that we have anything at the moment to discuss specifically, unless there are questions. There is another person. We are five now, but I've heard only Drew speaking and two of us. So I don't know.
Yeah, if you want to ask questions, now is the right time, everyone.
Yes.
Yes. Hi, Italo.
Yes.
Hi, it's Jeff Germain.
Hi.
Hello, Jeff.
Hello.
Howdy. Yeah, I've been muted. If I could switch the, I guess we'll just ask some questions. If I could, I'd like to go back to the topics for Flourish.
Yeah, of course you can. You must, I mean.
Yeah, I'm sorry I won't be able to be there.
No problem.
I do enjoy the city. I was wondering if you had any notes regarding LibreOffice and Google Summer of Code.
Yes, I can put together some material.
I would, given what the discussion regarding attracting developers, I think it's apropos to because that will be an important point, I think, to raise LibreOffice as
yes.
a credible development path, a credible development contribution. When you use the Summer of Code to say the possibility exists that as a someone who's as a developer who's looking to contribute in some way to the open source community, that we've managed to be included on this list, that we're a viable repository or a group that you should consider, and this is why. I'll leave that to you. But I think the opening, the lead-in, as it were, the subheading, is that this was a process that, you know, this is not a slam, this is not a simple process to be accepted into GSOC by a mentoring organization. You know, you don't just put your name in, and it's an automatic thing. It has to be viable. For example, one of the other the non-accepted that I'm aware of was DocBook, and they were quite looking forward to being accepted into GSOC, because there's quite a bit of work that they want to do, with some additional things that they would like to do with that DocBook. And that was somewhat surprising to me as well. So the idea that LibreOffice is there, I think, could be important for you. And I'm wondering if, as a marketing effort, if we've put enough attention into, you know, sort of making the marketing, you know, if we can use some of the marketing resources to find some of the developers around the world who might be interested in participating in the GSOC for this short term. Anyway, that's where I wanted to throw my comment in.
Sure, that is the Google Summer of Code is going to be part of my presentation anyway, because I think that it shows that there are opportunities inside the Document Foundation, and we are open to contribution, but we are also already respected by other institution or by other organization like Google, which are putting money in, even in indirectly, but on our code, because of course it is important to remember that this is a very young project, although there are years of history, and many people know each other or been working with each other for a long time, but the project is young. And of course,
that's a very important point, Italo, is that it's been less than a year and it's already in GSOC. Yeah, I agree. That's very important.
Yeah.
Now, is there, from a marketing perspective, are there things that we should be doing to raise the visibility to the development community that can help augment what you're trying to do here? Because if I understand the timeline with respect to Flourish and the GSOC timeline, this will be the first opportunity you've had to publicly discuss LibreOffice accepted as a GSOC opportunity. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Yes, okay. So I'm wondering if we can maybe, how we can help, you know, from a marketing perspective, how we can help augment that. Because it's going to be a fairly short window of opportunity
yes.
to attract people who would be interested? What are the developers, the development community, the LibreOffice development community, what kinds of projects? I guess it's up to the students. We're more interested in the participants to come up with ideas.
There are already a number of, let's say, ideas which have been approved. And of course, at this point, it's up to students to pick up one idea and tell us that they want to pick it up and put it further. So it's...
go ahead.
No, it's what I'm... In fact, I was... and we discussed that, and I was planning to announce officially, let's say, if we can say officially, because it has already been announced by Google, but to announce officially at Flourish, also because it's inside a university, and so it makes sense in terms of environment, to announce the Google Summer of Code and on the Tuesday afterwards, which is the 5th, we will have a press release distributed to the press, to the media, and I will try, once I'm in Chicago, to talk to a few editors to stress the importance of Google Summer of Code for the Document Foundation.
Yeah, that's great. Do we have a list of those projects somewhere in terms of marketing friendly content?
I don't have the link now, but I have to I have to search it. But if you
wait, I have it. If you guys are on the IRC Document Foundation on Freedom on Freenode, sorry, I have it. Jeff, are you there?
Well, you know, I'm not right now. I can log in. I can start my Chatzilla.
No, don't worry. Actually, I'm going to send it right to the marketing list.
Yeah, that would be quite the thing to do, I think.
The marketing at LibreOffice.org.
Yeah, that I think would be quite helpful because it's, I don't know because it will be archived, I think, in a different way than the Chatzilla IRC will. Well, that's great, Italo. I'm really glad to hear that that was going to be an important opportunity or important topic of that opportunity there at Flourish. The thing that's happening in Arizona, see, won't be quite so much of an opportunity as it's more of a business, you know, that these are employers who are looking at business. As opposed to the kinds of people that you know, they might have employees who might be able, you know, who might say, hey, would you pay for me to contribute to LibreOffice? But I don't anticipate the same kind of audiences you're going to have at Flourish. So that's quite encouraging.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I think the Document Foundation ought to really. Quite proud of itself to be accepted on that. It's quite something. Anyway.
Okay, folks. I will have to actually hang off. I'm sorry. I have a meeting. I have to attend now. So thank you, everyone. Italo, thank you, and thank you for continuing that call.
Yes, have a seat, Italo.
Yeah. I just have a question for Drew. If you can send me the O'Reilly address, because actually I wrote them and I didn't get any answer from them.
Okay, I've got his email and his direct phone number. It's
okay.
Yeah, I'll get that off. Also, Jeff, on the Google Summer of Code, it's on the wiki. It's just the page is called development/GSOC.
Yeah, I've seen it somewhere. So it's it has to be on the wiki and also on the GSOC page on the Google's website.
Right. Yeah, but they don't. I don't think they list the tasks.
Yeah, it's under IT.
Yeah, it's on the wiki probably. Yes.
Yeah, I'm sending it now. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye, Charles.
Okay, bye-bye, ciao.
Bye-bye.
Okay, take care, Beatle. Talk to you next month.
Sorry?
See you later, Drew. Yes, I
okay.
Have a safe trip below, and we'll talk to you next month.
Oh, you're
okay.
Okay. I thought it was just Charles was leaving for the moment.
No. We were not cutting. Just a question for you about my English. I know that my English is decent for an old non-native speaker. Do I sound too Italian, or I sound enough neutral to your ears?
You sound Italian, but I'm not going to hold that against you. I think that anybody who is going to be in a university environment had better tolerate people whose speaking patterns. The folks in Chicago have their own peculiar
accent. Yeah.
My experience includes working in Geneva for about 6 weeks back in the mid 90s. So I'm certainly used to listening to someone with an accent. Just for my own personal edification, what state are you from?
I'm from Central Italy. So I was born in Assisi, the city of St. Francis. And in fact, if you look at my avatar, I have the circle over my head. I'm like a saint. I don't know how it's named in English, but it's aureola in Italian.
Yes, halo in English. Yes, it's a halo.
Exactly.
And, of course, you would have to have the animals too for St. Francis of Assisi.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm
go for it.
I can speak to any animal, by the way, though that's not a problem. And actually I'm speaking to many animals on a daily basis, but this is a different story. You don't know.
Well that's a skill of which I am not too familiar even though, but that's perfectly charming.
Yeah. No, I don't want, I don't want to sound
ridiculous. Is that why you do marketing, Italo?
Yes, I'm in marketing. I've been in marketing for the last 30 years.
Yeah. So the animal communication is a skill that goes well with the marketing skill.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. No, your English is excellent. The delivery is right on the mark. I mean, it's in Chicago because it has such a active immigrant community. You often find people whose first language is not English. For example, people from Central Poland, for example.
Polish people, it's a huge number of them, yeah.
Yes. And, of course, that's the... I don't remember where, the specific... but in a university environment, you have to be aware that not everybody you're going to meet is going to have the... is going to have different accents. They're going to speak English in a different way. I don't really see that as a problem. You have to rely on people who are going to be interested in listening to you. And then you just
I'm not worried at all. Of course, I've actually when I was young, I have. I've been one of the keynoters at the Comdex in 87.
Oh,
so I know how to speak in front of a few Americans.
Good.
And,
very nice.
Because at the time I was a marketing executive for Honeywell, but
okay.
not Honeywell control system, Honeywell information system, that the said Honeywell, the computer company. And I was marketing vice president for printers. So, and I was responsible for the printer business worldwide. I've been there many, many times, but you know, getting old, you don't know. When you're younger, you can understand yourself better. I mean, you can criticize yourself better. When you start to be old, you become indulgent with yourself, and I don't want to be indulgent with me. I mean, it's
My take on that, Italo, is that the content, you know, that, you know, we talked a little about the Google Summer of Code thing. That I think is going to be the that's what I think people, you know, will spark people's interest.
Yes.
About it. That's you know, if, from your experience in the marketing thing, it's not so much the messenger as it is the message.
Okay, so we'll talk probably in more or less than a month. But guys, I'm glad to have the opportunity to talk with you. And if you have questions, please, you have my numbers. You have my. If you have look at my signature, you find my Skype ID, my VoIP number. Please drop me an email, a personal one. Don't be shy. Although I'm Italian, I'm a nice person, you know. And
thank you. Italo.
Didn't we have a fifth guy on the call? Is there somebody else that wanted to say something?
I don't know. I mean, it's that there should be a fourth person, but either is a mic left there. I don't know, because if I mute the mic, sorry. Okay.
I guess.
I think we are done now.
Yes, I would agree.
Okay. Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
Yeah, thank you, Italo. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.